Psalm 52. Why do you boast yourself about evil things, O mighty man? The goodness of God endures continually. So even if it seems people are being really nasty to us, we know that God's grace will go on forever. Your tongue plans all kinds of bad things, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. So the tongue is likened often to a sword, or here to a really sharp razor. You might think that, oh, I'm just a weak little person, but actually you've got a tongue, or you can type things on a keyboard. And so actually, by what you say, you can really hurt people. You think of poor old Job being so hurt by the words of his friends. So we must be careful what we say, and that's why Jesus judges our words very carefully. You love evil more than good, and you prefer to lie rather than to speak righteousness. You love all destructive words, O you deceitful tongue. So again, the tongue can destroy. Now, that's why James has a lot to say about the tongue. You've got to tame the tongue and control our words. God will destroy you forever. He will take you away and pull you out of where you live and root you out of the land of the living. The righteous will see it and fear, and will mock him. Lo, this is the man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in all his wealth and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God for ever and ever. I will praise you for ever because you've done it, and I will serve you because it is good to do so along with the saints. So, at the day of judgment, when the people have used bad words and lied and loved money, when they are destroyed, we will then say with David, I am now going to praise God forever. So at the day of judgment, there will be a decision made and a division between the good and the bad. And we've got to be on God's side. And the people who now appear to be having a great life and prospering in all their wickedness, whilst we don't get on so well and suffer because of them, we will then be saying, wow, now I'm going to live forever. I'm going to praise God forever. So we're living now in this life in faith that in the end, all that we do will be judged, and there's going to be an eternal result of how we live. And that's going to come in the future when Jesus comes back to the earth.